The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoors and Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors. We talked a little bit about the actions of the General Assembly and what hunters were to gain from that this year. A major victory and some minor ones. The helicopter, the funding for the helicopter, the NRP, Natural Resource Police helicopter, stayed in the budget, $6.5 million, which was a hard-fought battle. That's one of the things that happened. Several counties received extended hours on Sundays for deer hunting, albeit according to DNR regulations, from a half hour before sunrise to 10:30 a.m. So you got a little bit of time on some of those Sundays in six different counties, or seven maybe. What else happened? Landowner liability has the provision for landowners not to be liable for hunters who get injured on their properties has been returned and upheld by the General Assembly, so that now if you get it always was, but it was changed by a lawsuit, that the landowner was absolved of any liability if you got hurt on his property if he gave you written permission to hunt. That's been changed. The equine community, we had the right to hunt and fish here in Maryland passed last year in the General Assembly, a big deal. The equine community tried to get a right to ride bill passed. It failed in the General Assembly. Some things did not come back, which is a good thing. The venison commercialization of venison and the Anne Arundel County debacle as far as paying a bounty for hunters to kill deer, those did not come back to the General Assembly, which is a good thing. So good and bad happened in the General Assembly. The whole lineup is on huntersofmaryland.com. You can check that out. You can see all the links to all the different things that I mentioned right there, and you'll be good. Any calls or any questions, you can certainly call me. We can discuss it. Or go to the website. Anyway, 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. If you'd like to give us a call, we'd love to hear from you. Robin ain't here today. She just called in last hour. She'll probably call in the end of this hour, depending. But she called in to wish everyone a happy Easter and to go in here with us for a little bit and give her traditional, get out, stay out during the music, which she likes to do. And she's calling us from Georgia. So on a little bit of a getaway with the daughter, her daughter and grandkids, to see her sister and grandnephew and nephew and all that stuff. So kind of a little family reunion in Florida this week, and glad that Robin got to go. So 410-922-6680. Let's see what Chris is telling me. Chris, good morning. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing okay, Alan. How are you doing?
I don't know. I'm kind of lost right now. It sounds like it.
Just a wee bit.
Yeah,
I mean, you feel like you're missing your right arm, huh?
Yeah, a little bit. Well, she is. She does sit to my right here in her own little a little recliner, and I'm sitting in mine. And
the director of research is out on the road.
Director of research is out on the road. That's right. So I hear the phone ringing, so I'll let you get to that. So 410 WCBN 410-922-6680. Got a trying to get the little grandson to go back to sleep, little 2-year-old grandson to go back to sleep on his ride. So the radio show was keeping him awake. I guess he could hear Pa's voice. I'm not sure. So anyway, trying to answer an email, which is fine, and we're good. So we'll wait to see who is on the phone. Anyway, we did get some music from Alex from the first hour. He called in and asked if would be interested in any music for bump music or anything like that. So we're gonna listen to that. Not right now, but sent that to Chris for his review, since he's the producer. And maybe Alex will get his shot. You know, we get our music from a variety of sources. I mean, we've got music that CDs from there are a number of them out there that are fishing and hunting oriented. Of course, we play a lot of country music. We play some of the old classical country guys, you know, and we just try to keep it a little fresh. Robin has her favorites that she likes to hear. I have a few things that I like to hear. And we hope that you enjoy the bumper music and hope that adds to the show and doesn't distract. So, anyway. Wow, taking a while to clear that call. So, what else happened this week? I'm trying to think what else might have happened this week. Let's talk to Lee in Towson. Good morning, Lee. Hello,
Hi,
Lee.
Alan.
How are you?
How you doing?
Great.
I was reminiscing, and I wanted to tell my story, my first date with my wife, a lovely wife I met from at the Emerald Tavern, and she finally accepted a date with me.
Uh-huh.
So I took her on a date. We went to Friendly Farms for our dinner, and then you know, most people afterwards would want to go to a movie or something. I said, well, hey, let's go fishing. And she goes, okay. So it was a rainy evening, and I said, well, we got to get some night crawlers. So I got a Maxwell House coffee can and a flashlight and go over to my parents' house in Towson. And she goes, well, oh, we're going to catch worms out of the yard. I said, yeah, we got to have bait. So we went around the yard with flashlights and catching on night crawlers. And then I went home, got a couple fishing rods and some sinkers and hooks, and went to my favorite creek and catching a bullhead catfish and eels all night long. And she thought that was the greatest bait that she's ever been on.
Really? Bullhead catfish and eels. Yeah, not two female favorites, but you know what, that's okay.
No, but you know, it was her thing, and shortly thereafter I proposed, and
wow.
You know, she said, okay, that's a good thing. I like fishing, and ever since, you know, we don't do it as fishing as much together as we used to, but
right.
Hey, it worked for me for a first date, so I just thought I'd throw that out there to the younger generation.
Oh yeah, I'm sure that'll work out well for a lot of people in the audience. That's for sure. Well, I knew Robin liked to fish, and early, I guess it was the first spring we were together. We met in July, so the first spring we were together on our first fishing trip, I bought her a fishing rod for Christmas that year, or her birthday or something, anyway. But on the first fishing adventure together, we went for hickory shad.
Yes. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And she cleaned my clock. I caught one fish. I think she caught 12 or 13 beautiful big hickory shad, which just, you know.
I'll tell you, the women have the touch.
Oh, they do.
They have the touch. My daughter, my wife, you know, it's all good. I don't mind being the net boy. It's okay.
Oh, no, I don't either. I don't mind it. But, it's one thing to get schooled on a fish I like to catch, you know, by someone who's never caught one. But then I don't mind that part, but the rubbing it in part, you know.
That's the part.
Yeah. And by the way, did Alan ever tell you about the first time he took me fishing?
It's all good stuff.
Oh yeah. One of the trips we took was on one of the little creeks and down in Dorchester County somewhere. I don't know, you know, what particular tributary it was, but she said, come over here a minute. I was across the road, there was a bridge there, and I was across the road. She said, come over here a minute. I said, what? She said, is that a snake? I said, yeah. And she said, well, it's coming this way. I said, yeah. Just a water snake, probably. No. Mm-mm. No, copperhead. And she watched it for a while, and she was brave for a while, but when it dove into the rocks underneath the pier where she was standing, she stayed in the truck. She went to the truck and stayed there the rest of the time. So, and I can't blame her. If you're afraid of snakes and you happen to see one of our two venomous snakes here in Maryland coming your way, and you know, and you don't know where he's going to pop his head out, you're probably going to go to the truck. So,
well, I had a cousin that we were walking Loch Raven, and he said it was a rattlesnake or a copperhead, maybe. I don't know what, one of the venomous snakes.
Right.
And he opts to stop and catch it a while. he was very talented at doing that. And I'm like, you know, Fred, I'm just going to walk around you. I'm just going to go into my fishing spot. You have fun with your snake.
Yeah, you go right ahead.
Yeah. So.
I've only ever seen
that. All
right, buddy. Have a good one.
Yeah.
Take care. See
you.
Yeah. All right, Lee. Take care. Bye-bye. There he goes. 410 WCBM 680, 410. 922-6680 is our phone number. You know what? Clyde Sports Shop at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. Clyde's great fishing shop, great tackle shop, great gun shop. Anything you need, they've got it. They've got everything for crabbing. They've got the hand lines, of course, the trot lines, rigged and trot line parts. They've got the open top crab traps, Pasadena style crab traps. They've got the low profile crab traps. So, you know, Clyde's has their own brand of seasoning, which is really good. They've got the steamer pots, and they've got everything you need, like the nets and the tongs and all that stuff for crabbing. They are indeed a top notch place to look for crabbing supplies. They all the wooden baskets with the lids and all that too. You name it for crabbing, Clyde's has it. Don't forget they've got everything for fishing, too. Shakespeare rods and reels, including the world-famous Ugly Stick. They've got the St. Croix rods, and they've got the terminal tackle. They've got live bait, frozen bait, minnows, lures. You name it. If you're going fishing, they've got it. Trolling season coming up, they've got trolling rods and reels, too. Trolling combos as well at very, very reasonable prices. Stop by Clyde's Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway. Exit number 9410-242-6108. New website, www.clydesfishinggear.com. That is what you need to find. All right. So at Backyard Billy's, we had been shopping. We had this fireplace, and we wanted to do something with it. We thought, well, gas fireplace insert would be great because we were remodeling the whole room. And we wanted to have a nice feature wall with this fireplace on it. So there's this hole in the wall, and it's not doing anything. It's got, you know, it's brick case kind of up the wall. And, you know, it's just bland looking. Nobody used it. Nobody started it ever. You know, it's just there. So what we did was we shopped a few places. And finally, we weren't happy. I mean, we actually had a fire insert ordered. and quoted to us, and the inspection came out, and the guy did the inspection of the box and said everything was fine, we needed to do A, B, and C, we did A, B, and C, and all that. And finally it got to the point where they just stopped communicating with us. And I said, you know what, Robin? I said, these people don't want our business. They just don't want to talk to us. So we went there. Then we went to another place, and we got the hard sales rush, you know, the hard sell deal, and we didn't like that either. We just said, look, this is a big decision. We want to think about it. Well, guess what? We wound up at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, and we were treated like gold. We were treated like we were, you know, they were interested in hearing what we had to say. We didn't have to listen to what they had to say. They answered all our questions. And guess what? We found out, finally decided on an EX35 Enviro, EX35 insert with the remote control. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation. They've backed it up with service and follow-up ever since. And you know what? We really enjoy our gas fireplace insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. So you can have that great experience, too. Good people. You can get a pellet gas, electrical wood stove. You can get a barbecue grill. You can get any kind of furniture you need for your backyard at Backyard Billy's. Visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week. They're open today. Why not stop by? Route 50, exit 44B. That's Evans Avenue coming from the bridge side. It's Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace at Backyard Billy's. We have enjoyed our long relationship with Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, Backyard Billy's, and the entire crew. Friendly, professional, and highly recommended by the Ellis family. We'll be right back after these messages.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Put another log on the fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans. And go out to the car and change the tire. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, you can fill my pipe. And then go fetch my slippers. And boil me up another pot of tea. Then put another log on the fire, babe. And come and tell me why you're leaving me.
Sunday. Don't I warn you when you're getting fat? Ain't I gonna take you fishing with me someday? Well, a man can't love a woman more than that.
Ain't I always nice to your kid sister? Don't I take her driving every night? So sit here at my feet, 'cause I like you when you're sweet, and you know it ain't feminine to fight.
All right. Throw another log on the fire. I think you did that just 'cause of Backyard Billy, didn't you, Ken?
You got me on that.
I caught you. Yeah, I know. I kind of figured. Yeah. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Love to hear from you. I'm guessing some turkeys are gobbling, coming down out of the trees, you know, out of the roost, off the roost, and headed towards some of those decoys planted out in the field or in the woods, and responding to those turkeys. Got a nice invitation from Tom Slavin, Upper Bay Gun Club, the other day to go turkey hunting around the end of this month, first part of May. So looking forward to that too. I may slip out to my local little hunting spot there and see if there's any birds in that area. Haven't heard any reports, but you know, we'll see what happens. Chris, what do we have to do to inspire people to call today? It's kind of a off day. I mean, people are gone. They're going. A lot of family events, you know, long weekends, people getting away. Robin said there's a lot of traffic on the road from Georgia to Florida, which is, can be expected. People traveling down that way for the holiday, you know, get together with family and friends. And, of course, it's Passover and it's Easter and it's spring break. And so, you know, probably not my pick of time of year to head to Florida. But, hey, that's me personally. And somebody had to stay here and take care of the critters and hold down the home fort. So it's just nice to see Robin and her daughter and the grandkids get away and go have a little family reunion with Robin's sister. So any any inspiration there, Chris?
I got to answer the phone.
Okay, good. Go answer the phone. That'd be great. Appreciate it. Yes, sir. Chris is. We've had a number of producers on this show. Chris has been just fantastic. I can't say enough good things about Chris as far as his abilities. You know, once the show's over, he takes the show home. He listens to it. He listens for all the mistakes I make, and he edits it, and then he sends it up to be put on to Florida, down to Brian Tilton in Florida to have Bulldog Media do the podcast for rebroadcast on ellisoutdoors.com. ellisoutdoors.com. Hey, if you want to know anything about me, ellisoutdoors.com. You've got Bucks, Bears, Stags link on there. You've got Geestern Shore link on there. You've got Maryland Hunting Quarterly link on there. You've got Maryland Loves Crabs link on there. And, of course, the Outdoors and Radio Show on there. You open the page up, there's all the logos. Click on one of them, and it takes you to that particular page. Bucks, Bears, Stags, the antler measuring, antler and bear skull measuring official measure record keeper. That's what I'm trying to say. For Maryland, deer and bears, we've exceeded 200, well over 200 deer measured from last record book, which is called Maryland's Finest, to the upcoming one in 2023. Of course, if you'd like to get a record book, you can go online to bucks-bears-stags.com and order one for your own personal edification. There's 2,000 names in there and 200 pictures and stories of all the top deer and bears in Maryland to this point, and we have another edition coming out in 2023, but we're well over 200 animals. We'll be measuring again at Schrader's Outdoors coming up May 22nd. That's a Sunday from 10 to 4. So if you live on the shore, want to get your deer measured, that's the place to take it. Tell your friends about that. Those of you who know that your friends have deer would love to see as many people come out as possible, and we will measure them up and get them qualified. If they qualify, they'll be in the next record book. So bucks-bears-stags.com, bucks-bears-stags.com, and our Facebook page too. Hey, Tackle Box Tim, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Alan.
How are you?
Doing well. Flying solo today, huh?
Yep.
Well, that's okay. Family time is well worth it.
No question. It's an adventure, you know. Robin hasn't been anywhere for a while. COVID just kind of, you know, put the damper on all that, and now she's got the mobility trailer, you know, the mobility scooter. So that packed into our little SUV with all the luggage and the two kids and the two adults. It's a little bit cramped, but you know what? They're enjoying their roll down through the countryside, and You know, it's an adventure for Robin now to get out and use her scooter and see some sights and see some places she's never been before. So I'm happy for her, very. So, what's on your mind, buddy?
Well, I had to do a little bit of self-work on my boat here recently, and it's a little scary because I'm not the handiest. So I had to take an old depth finder and transducer off and put a new one on.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, they have highly trained professionals that can do that for you.
They do that, but need to get out on the water, and by the time they got to me, it had been like July.
Yeah, of course. Well, you should have done that back in December, you know, right?
Yeah, I know, but the boat was covered and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I know. Typical boater, you know. Hey, if I wanted it yesterday, I'd have brought it in yesterday.
Yeah. I took the old transducer off and tied a twine to it and taped it off and then got that disconnected and pulled the new one back through the other way.
Got it.
And the wiring was fairly simple. You just plug it into where the old one was.
Yep. Well, there you go. You found out it wasn't that horrible.
Oh, well, only to plug the unit in and turn it on, and it didn't turn on.
Uh-oh.
But that's okay. I found the error of my my ways and fixed that up, and we're ready to go once Mother Nature gives us a chance.
Wow, you're not kidding. It's supposed to rain and blow here next week, I think, isn't it, for a day or two?
Up until Wednesday, the weather's supposed to turn back around, but we'll be doing a little mini vacation the end of the week, so that puts a kibosh on that.
Oh, yeah. Well,
maybe the next week we'll get to it.
Yeah, you got it.
But that little mini vacation is going to be well worth it, too, like what Robin's doing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I need to get out of here, too, for a little bit. So I think we'll plan something down the road. We get these two magazines out in May and maybe June for Robin's birthday. We'll go do something. We'll see.
That sounds like a plan. Well,
yeah.
Happy Easter to you, sir.
Happy Easter to you, Tim. Appreciate that. Thank you so much. And we'll be talking soon, I'm sure.
You got it. Take care.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye. Let's talk to Henry. Good morning, Henry. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Happy Easter.
Thank you, sir.
Program. And how you go about getting a magazine?
Oh, boy. Yeah. You live in the city, right?
Yeah.
What part?
I live near, Liberty Heights.
Oh, out that way? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Liberty Heights. Okay, I'll tell you what. When the magazines come out, of course, we'll announce it. But I'm going to tell you the best place would probably be Good Times. Good Times Crabs. Do you know where that is?
Good Times Crabs.
Liberty Road.
Yeah.
About a mile outside the Beltway.
Okay. I know it's a place by the post office. And they sell crabs, and they've been there for years.
Which post office?
I think that's 21217.
Oh, yeah, I know where that is. That's United Crabs and Seafood. Yep.
Yeah, coming off the Northern Parkway.
Yep, that's John Ernst's place. Yeah, we'll probably be there, too.
Oh, okay, then I'll stop in and get one.
There you go. Okay, but I'll let everybody know when they're out, okay?
Okay. All right.
All right, man.
I keep my eyes on here and there.
All right.
I listen to the broadcast.
I know you do. Thank you. All right, man. Enjoy. Thanks, Henry. Goodbye. All right. Chris is apologizing for being a little bit behind on the podcast, and it's okay because we have created those problems in-house. Chris hasn't. We got the puppy barking. We got the bad bandwidth. When we did the remote from the hotel. And so I get it, buddy. It's all good. I know it's a matter of timing. I get it. I understand it. So nobody's mad at nobody on that one, that's for sure. So, all right. Let's see. Hey, you know, Spurry's Tire Service, they've really helped me out of a jam, and I probably have to wind up going over there today or next week. We've got another little issue going on, but I might be able to resolve it here myself, but it involves It involves a spare tire, so I might just swing by. Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 and east, and that's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car or your truck, any make or model. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, 24-hour truck service, and more has kept Spurry's customers, including me, satisfied, and Robin, for over 30 years. Stop by. There's no appointment needed. I'll repeat, no appointment needed for tires. You can call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton at 410-822-7384. 410-822-7384. Now, if you need some automotive repair done, some motor work or something like that, yeah, it'd be nice to call them and set something up. Visit their website, spurriestire.com. That's 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. Fishing season is in full swing and more to come. Crabbing right around the corner. The good crabbing is right around the corner, although there are crabs out there right now and the season is open. So Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, a.k.a. Crab Headquarters in Edgewater, the selection of tackle for freshwater, tidal, and bay fishing is amazing. Rods and reels from the top brands are there. Artificial lures for perch, bass, snakeheads, rockfish line the walls. There's live bait. There's ice. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, your local crabbing headquarters, stocks crab traps and trot lines, nets and bags and steamers and crab seasonings, and so much more. All the accessories, all the little things, little decorative stuff. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, located 3137 Solomon's Island Road on the northbound side near Advance Auto Parts. Call 410-956-0300. On the hunting side, they have a fine selection of guns, Matthews and Hoyt bows, crossbows, and all the accessories to go bow hunting. The waterfowl department is always ready, too. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing, freshwater, tidal, and bay fishing. For more information, call 410-956-0300 or visit baycountrycrabbingsupply.com. Attention watermen, bring your license for your discount. We'll be right back after this. We will be right back after these messages. Or I could keep talking.
South winds and mild numbers today. Thunderstorms this afternoon. We hit 73 degrees in our low tonight, 45. And then northwest winds cruise in for Easter Sunday, dropping the temperatures. We're in the mid-50s on Sunday, upper 30s for Sunday night, and quite a bit below average. And then we'll stay below average early next week for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, with highs in the 50s and 60s and lows in the 30s and 40s. And half-inch rains for Monday. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
You know I love that organic cooking. I always ask for more. And they call me Mr. Natural on down to the health food store. I only eat good sea salt. White sugar don't touch my lips. And my friends is always begging me to take them on macrobiotic trips. Yes, they are. All but night I take out my strong box that I keep under lock and key. And I take it off to my closet where nobody else can see. I open that door so slowly, take a peek up north and south. Then I pull out a Hostess Twinkie and I pop it in my mouth. Thank you. In the daytime, I'm Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. But at night, I'm a junk food junkie. Good Lord, have pity on me.
I'll tell you one thing. The worst thing they ever invented was Peeps. You know that's the number one Easter candy, right? The little Peeps, right? The yellow ones, the pink ones, the blue ones now. Now they have them in all different flavors. Some of them are good, some of them are bad. The cinnamon ones aren't bad. The cotton candy ones aren't bad. The cake one, the party cake, nah, you can keep that. And there's a couple other ones. But, yeah, I've tasted these Peeps. And, you know, for someone who has type 2 diabetes, it's probably not the best thing, especially when that is your favorite Easter candy. I mean, chocolate, yeah, I like it. I can, you know, come and go. Reese's peanut butter cups are another thing that's just a weakness. But they're not as bad for your sugar as anything else. And Peeps aren't really that horrible in moderation. Right, Chris? At least I tell myself that.
Yeah, exactly. Keep telling the line. Sooner or later, you'll believe it.
And of course, I confess this with Fran on the line. Hi, Fran.
Morning.
How are you, girl?
How are you this morning?
I'm great.
Great. You know, I had to call touch base with you.
All right.
That nobody was calling. Because I want to express how much of a joy your show brings me Saturday mornings. I'm telling you, it is an escape for me. I live in Baltimore City. When I finish listening to what they did Friday night and what they might do this weekend, Saturday morning know I can listen to your Alan Ellis show and escape my environment. And I want to say I've enjoyed everything you guys have had to offer with the Camel Day, the banquets, the show. And I'll tell you, it has brought me such joy, and I hope to enjoy it until an expression I heard the other day, until my shadow walks away.
Oh, I like that.
Yep.
Until my shadow walks away. I kind of like that.
Yep.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah. I mean, not nice to think about, but very, very nice way to express it, that's for sure.
Well,
yes, indeed.
It has been a pleasure.
Well,
really a
glad
pleasure. It's a tradition in my house. Yep. Thank you so much.
Fran, we couldn't have done what we do without listeners like you. The inspiration that our listeners provide and the adrenaline and the input it is inspiring to and humbling at the same time to have listeners out there that this show means, you know, so much to. So we appreciate it. We appreciate you as much as you appreciate the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I hope I've contributed a little bit of something.
A lot. More than you know.
All right.
More than you know.
So. Well, take care.
All right. Thank Bye-bye. You, and have a great Easter.
You too.
Thanks, Fran. Bye-bye. All right. How much time we got, Chris? A little bit.
Okay. We've got a little bit, and we've got Arnold on the line.
All right. Good morning, Arnold. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Alan. How are you?
Doing well. How you been?
Hey, another day in the box.
Yeah, exactly.
We're headed up to Aberdeen today to do field day for Hunter Education.
Okay.
Looking forward to it.
That sounds like that sounds like fun. I've not gotten involved in the hunter education thing, but the field day was always one of the coolest things on the courses I took, because I've taken the national archery test, I've taken the hunter safety education, and it's always fun to get out there and shoot or not shoot, have an actual chance to fire a firearm. And there's something that's missed when all this stuff is done online. And I know it's all done online except the field day for the most part now, but the field day is where that's where you separate the men from the boys, or the boys from the boys, unfortunately, or the boys from the girls, or the girls from, you know what I'm saying. That's where the ultimate thing is. That's where you've made it or you didn't.
And it's kind of nice being able to pay the community back. I mean, there's a whole lot of people out there that saw that. I got hunter ed the first time, I think, back in the 1970s at the old Baltimore Bowman Club.
Right, right.
And, there was a guy willing to reach out and drag me along. And to be honest with you, I'm really surprised at the amount of young hunters, both male and female, that we've had in the last year.
Exactly. Exactly. So, we've started a female-only division in Bucks, Bears, Stags in the record book. And we got some pushback. And it's like, do these women really want to be included in a female division? I mean, don't they want to be just included in the hunting records? I'm like, it's nice to recognize the fastest growing segment of the hunting community is female hunters. It's nice to recognize those animals. I mean, honor the animals and recognize the hunters, male and female. But I mean, I think it's kind of nice that somebody says, hey, there's a space in our community where we want the youth hunters to participate. We want to, the legacy to continue. And as far as the females, we want to welcome them. I don't know what people think about that, but I mean, I was kind of taken back when somebody said, don't you think we should ask them if they want to be in the female division? Most of the ladies we talk to love the idea, but who knows?
I don't know. I think back from my first career as a soldier, and I would rather teach a female to do anything than trying to teach some knucklehead young male to do anything. There's not a guy out there that wasn't born knowing how to shoot.
Right.
If you get him to range the first time, he'll show that to you.
Exactly.
Where you're taking a girl out of her element, they tend to listen. They got better memory retention.
Yep.
It's all good. And I remember the first time I was in a duck blind with a female. I mean, the dynamic changed a little bit, but it was every bit as enjoyable.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. I've hunted with the young lady that does our cuisine, our recipes for the Quarterly and for the Crab Magazine, Carol Sherrington. And I've rabbit hunted with Carol, and I've sea duck hunted with Carol, and I'll tell you, it is enjoyable. I mean, and Robin, as far as, fishing, I mean, they're our life partner, we may as well get them involved as much as they want to be involved. I don't know what that was, but that's cool. So
that was a Dodge Challenger passing me about 50 miles an hour faster than I was driving.
Yeah. Yep. So... yeah, how come everyone? Hey, Arnold, how come everyone you pass is an idiot, and everyone that passes you is a madman?
He got about 150 yards in front of me, and then moved into the right lane and slowed down. So I guess he needed to pass somebody.
I got it. All right, buddy. Hey, happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter.
Thanks, Arnold.
Have a great day, and we'll talk to you again.
You got it, man. Take care. Bye bye.
All right, bye now.
Okay. Break number three. What is break number three? I have to see what that is. Oh, I know what that is. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. If you need anything for fishing, hunting, shooting, crabbing, or archery, stop by Clyde Sports Shop at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Rods and reels, St. Croix rods, ugly sticks, fresh line on your spools, trolling combinations, crab traps, crab steamers, crab seasoning, trot lines, wooden baskets with lids, and guns and ammunition, licenses, rod repair, terminal tackle. I'm just ticking them off here, folks. It's not really focused on any one thing because Clyde's isn't focused on any one thing. They don't specialize. They're a general rate hunting and fishing store, and you owe it to yourself to stop and see them if you never did. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9, 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108. Clydesfishinggear.com is the website. So Johnny Baresi's highly trained in his craft, and his quality work speaks for itself. Because Precision Taxidermy, and that's John's business, in Catonsville specializes in waterfowl, that's where I now take my waterfowl to be mounted for the wall. In 2021, Precision Taxidermy, competing at the Maryland Eastern Regionals Taxidermy Convention, took the honor first place state champion in the waterfowl division. Now Precision Taxidermy offers a freeze-drying service for items like turkey heads and velvet antlers and small game birds. So if you've got a duck or a goose in the freezer that you want to get mounted someday, now's the time to take it just as it is over to John Baresi's Precision Taxidermy, located at 504 Crosby Road in Catonsville. That phone number, 410-744-1779, 410-744-1779 for Precision Taxidermy, dedicated to preserving your trophies and your memories. Absolutely. So, spring's here. It is time to get out there in your backyard, cut the grass, take a look around and say, you know what, I think a nice new picnic table would fit right here. And you look at your grill, and you go, I don't know if I can get another year out of that grill or not. But you look at your deck, and you go, you know, there's a nice spot for a smoker grill or a pellet grill. Well, for all those thoughts that are going through your mind, I have the answer for you. Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, that's for sure. Backyard Billy's has a complete selection of any kind of furniture for your backyard. And, I mean, it's this poly furniture in a variety of colors, beautiful colors that you can enjoy, match to your house if you want. They've got the Adirondack chairs. They've got the picnic tables, and they've got the benches and the chairs for that. They've got the loungers. They've got anything and everything. In their backyard, you'll find gym sets for the kids. You'll find storage sheds at Backyard Billy's. And when you walk in the showroom, that's where you find the grills, the pellet grills by Traeger and the smoker, ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe and by Big Green Egg. Why not stop by today? They're open today, 7 days a week, actually, Route 50, Exit 44B, Evans Avenue. Visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500 for Backyard Billies. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billies is the fireplace. We'll be right back after these messages.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Hey, Stan, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I just wanted to... Good morning, Mr. Allen and Miss Robin, wherever you are.
Yeah, she's on the road.
I just wanted to jump in real quick and echo what Fran said. I mean, she couldn't have said it any better, it's the way I feel. And especially in a holiday season, it's To me, it's like being with family. It Even is. Though we don't get to see each other,
yeah.
It's like family.
You're right. You're absolutely right. So,
but I just wanted to call before the end of the show and just tell you that you've got a bunch of people that listen to you every weekend, and she's right. It just kind of makes the whole day. Well, it's something to look forward to on the weekend.
Exactly. Well, we try to be that escape. We try to get off that main, you know, main issue that they're going around. You know, there's so much stuff in the world right now. You can go to any cable channel news network if you want and see what's going on in the world or hear what's going on in our country. Right now, you know, this is a little place to get away from it all. We've always been that way, and we hope we're always.
And I know you're worldwide, so no matter where I am, as long as I hit this button on my phone, I can pull you in.
There you go.
That's great. It's like being home.
Technology is a wonderful thing. So.
You're not allowed to be where I am right now, so don't look when I round the bend here. You can't see anything that I'm getting into right now.
Okay, then.
You don't have the certification.
Got it.
Enjoy
Sounds good,
the holidays, and the most important part of the holidays, be safe, be careful, stay home, and enjoy.
All right, buddy. Happy Easter to you, right. Stan. Hey, buddy. Stan, keep the shiny side up, okay?
Oh, trying like heck. Trying like heck.
All right, buddy. Take
we'll
care now.
We'll talk to you a little bit.
You got
all
it.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye,
y'all.
Bye-bye. Hey, where's Miss Robin?
We are in Jacksonville.
Where?
Jacksonville.
Jacksonville, Florida, home of the Jacksonville Jaguars. How wonderful. So, what's... Yeah, that's good. That's good. So I sent you a text. You can answer me later so about that. But
call me when you get off the air.
I will do that. I'll do that. So anyway, Chris is standing by. We're waiting to press the button. So nice of you to check in with us. And even though you're on the road and on the phone, it's nice to have you as part of the show as always, baby. Always nice to hear from you.
I feel like family, like Stan said.
Uh-huh. That's a nice feeling to have that we've developed this show that's going out over the airways all over the world and people appreciate it and we feel it back, you know, when the people call in, we really do. All right, the music has started, sweetie. I don't know if you can hear it or not, but
I'm ready. You ready?
Time for you to do your thing.
Okay, everybody, get out, stay safe. From Brian, Brindley, Jameson, and I, happy Easter. Remember the reason.